Welcome to Japan Arts Podcast, because art is everywhere. Today, we're diving into the powerful relationship between art and life, specifically through the lens of Japanese woodblock prints.
Oh, I love this. It's like, how does art reflect life, but also how does it shape it, you know?
Exactly. Take Hokusai's The Great Wave off Kanagawa, the sheer power of nature, those boats tossed around. It's terrifying, but also beautiful.
It is. It reminds me of this time I was kayaking, and this huge wave came out of nowhere. I was terrified, but there was also this strange sense of awe, like nature is so much bigger than us.
Totally. It's that mix of fear and wonder that Hokusai captures so well. It's life, right? Ups and downs, beauty and terror, all rolled into one.
And the colors, that intense Prussian blue, it's almost electric. It makes the whole thing feel even more dramatic, more alive.
I see. Interesting. It's like he's heightened reality, made it more vibrant than what we see with our own eyes, but it still resonates with our experience, somehow.
Absolutely. And then you have something like Kuniyoshi's The Skeleton Specter. Talk about dramatic. It's so creepy, but also fascinating.
Got it. It's interesting how he uses the darkness, the stark contrast between the skeleton and the living figures. It's like a visual representation of life and death, you know?
Yeah, it's like a reminder of our own mortality. It makes you think about the fragility of life, how it can all be gone in an instant. It's kind of morbid, but also beautiful in a way.
I agree. It's like art can explore these really difficult, complex themes, things we might not want to face in our everyday lives. But by confronting them in art, we can maybe understand them a little better.
Exactly. And isn't that what art is all about? Making us feel things, think things, see the world in a new way, even if it's scary or uncomfortable sometimes?
Absolutely. And these Japanese woodblock prints, they do that so powerfully. They connect us to the big things, the important things, life, death, nature, fear, beauty, it's all there.
It really is. It's like they're holding a mirror up to life, showing us all its different facets, even the ones we might not want to see.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Japan Arts Podcast. Goodbye.
Goodbye.